Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And I hope you've had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And for most of you entrepreneurs, this is Tuesday, and it's actually the second day of your work week. But I hope you had some time off with friends, family, and remember the reason why we celebrate such a wonderful federal holiday, and that is remembering those who have literally laid their lives down so you and I can live in one of the greatest countries that recorded human history has ever seen, where man can be free to explore and to exploit his talents, his gifts, his abilities, and to grow his business and go further than any time beforehand would just have been nearly politically and literally impossible. So what a great world and country we live in. And today I want to talk to you about this new phenomenon that's happened in the last several years with social media. I'm telling you, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a real estate broker, agent, insurance agent, if you're into renting homes, if you're into whatever goods and services that you offer, if it's not being used with social media, I'm telling you, you're missing out. You know, it's no secret, and I share a lot of times how I do my business. We cold call a lot of folks, and it's still very effective. But our lead generation system, the one key element that it uses that a lot of lead gen systems doesn't, is we bring in and show how to use social media to further your message, to get in front of more people. Because there's one thing about social media that just regular old door knocking and cold calling on the telephone doesn't do. It puts you in an environment that is friendly with the person you're calling on, and it allows you to filter out and literally, I mean, just pinpoint target who you want to speak to. If you want to talk to people specifically that have an interest in just, for instance, Chicago, the band, you can pinpoint everyone in the country and in the world with that one particular interest on Facebook, for instance, and you can start shaping your message. Hey, here's this and that, and tie it right into to maybe one of the songs by the group. And I'm using that as an illustration because I love the group, grew up playing music my whole life. But the power of social media and what it allows you to do and how it allows you to creatively connect with other people in an environment that they're already, if you do it smartly and you do it in a way that's non-evasive and it's non-spammy, if you will, and just comes across like, hey, you're just some sort of carnival barker on the side just trying to yell at and get their attention. But if you do it in a strategic, smart way, I'm telling you, it will be the best time, the best money, the best effort you ever put forward to get in front of more people. And on top of that, it turns your whole referral concepts upside down, because you get a couple folks on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn that likes you. You become their hero because you've solved their problems. They are already in a environment and in an ecosystem that allows them to just blast it to all their friends and family. Hey, contact Terry because he just saved me 50% on my health insurance and got me better coverage. I can't tell you how much health insurance I sell on a weekly basis just because of using social media and Facebook in particular. So when we get back, I want to give you 5 social rules that you've got to use. And if you'll implement these rules and these strategies when you're using your social media advertising and marketing, you are going to be successful.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
Social media can level the playing field between industry leaders and upstarts, between multinational corporations, executives, and small business owners, making peers of all participants. I'm telling you, it puts everybody on a level playing field. Yet appearances can be deceiving. To borrow from George Orwell's Animal Farm, all social media users are equal, but some are more equal than others. So what makes the difference between a following of 500 and a following of 500,000? While an A-list celebrity can have an advantage over most everyone else, other social media darlings have grown their base of fans more organically, and you can learn from these strategies. What follows are five keys culled from darling of the current social media landscape for increasing your influence in a way that can make a difference to your business strategies. Number one, produce quality content. Just don't throw anything up there. If you want to make your mark on social media, first and foremost, you should provide quality content. Content is twofold, says Mary Smith, a social media marketing expert and author of The New Relationship Marketing, How to Build a Large, Loyal, Profitable Network Using the Social Media. It's generating your own, being a thought leader. The other element is that the other element is what I call OPC, other people's content, and not being afraid to share that. One man who successfully balanced both elements is entrepreneur, investor, and author Guy Kawasaki. He's a self-professed fire hose of content, says Smith. He has a way of creating a nice blend of other people's content as well as his own thoughts and opinions. Not only that, but according to his Twitter bio, Kawasaki repeats every tweet 4 times in order to each of all time zones. Quantity is not the same as quality, of course, but what is remarkable about Kawasaki, says Smith, is his masterful ability to curate such volume. I could skim through his tweets and probably find a new thing every day that I could pass on to my followers. So content is king when it comes to social marketing and social media. And you want to be an expert in the field, that is a thought leader, and you want to be able to share other people's thoughts. Those are the two elements to being high quality content. Number two, be open and engaging. On social media, it's important to be available to your audience, and few people exemplify that principle better, says Smith, than entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk. On Twitter, he does a lot of responding to followers, he says. He treats everyone as an equal, and he responds at an amazing velocity. What's the upside of all this time-consuming engagement for Vaynerchuk? A loyal and devoted follower of his business books and priceless visibility for his consuming business, VaynerMedia. People love it, Smith says. If they get a response from Gary, even if it's a smiley face, they're like, oh my God, Gary tweeted back at me. So I'm telling you, respond to those who are engaging with you on social media. That's something I've had to learn to do. We've got TerryWilson3.com, our social media site and fan page, and people are always asking questions about health insurance and this and that, and what do I think about the new law, and they'll also engage me on some of our consulting stuff with, I'm getting into sales here and I'm doing this, or I just got into insurance and what do you think about this? And so I've had to learn that in social media and that ecosystem, response time is king. So I've got everything programmed to my smartphone so that when people have a question, boom, I'm right there and I can respond back, because if I can grab them while they're still thinking about it, then I've sort of, as the cliche said, struck while the iron's hot. When we get back, we're going to go over 3, 4, and 5 right after this.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
So we're going over the five media rules every entrepreneur should know. Number one was produce quality content. Number two was be open and engaging. And I would add to that and be, you know, on top of responding. But number three, focus on a specific niche. See, if you'll notice, everything I do is catered and custom around one thing, the entrepreneur. Whether we're talking about their investment, or whether we're talking about their health insurance and benefits package, whether we're talking about helping them with their marketing and getting in front of more people and growing their business, I am specifically always wanting to talk to the entrepreneur, the self-employed, the small business guy. That's my niche. And so everything I do is going to have that one particular niche in mind. And that's the same way you have to be in your business. Who is your niche? Who is your target demographic? On social media, you can either be a generalist producing and curating a hodgepodge of content across many different disciplines, or you can choose to specialize in one or very few areas. Specialists tend to bend more ears than generalists, says Smith. Social media is extremely noisy. You've got to be able to stand out, she says, and the best way to do that is to be in one particular niche. Jessica Northerly, founder of Tucson, Arizona-based social media marketing boutique Finger Candy Media, owns country music, says Smith. Northerly hosts a live week Twitter chat and Google twang out for country music fans. This year, Forbes ranked Northerly at number 3 on its list of top 50 social media power influencers. She has more than 500,000 followers on Twitter and more than 700,000 on Google. In my travels, if I came across anyone in country music arena, Jessica would be my choice of someone to connect with him, says Smith. So being specific, being in a niche, I'm telling you, is just going to further your ability to influence people with social media. Number four, use social media to build your business and vice versa. For an entrepreneur, time spent on social media might seem like a distraction, but it's really not. Because it's so time intensive, you should back up your thoughts, leadership on social media with a real profit-making enterprise. Chris Bogan, founder and chief executive of Human Businesses Works, a business training company in Portland, Maine, said. So an example, Smith says, he walks his talk. He speaks all over the world and he consults with a lot of companies on social media. In other words, Brogan demonstrates his expertise in blog posts, uses social media platforms to get it out. So you've got to use social media to build your business and vice versa. And number five, and finally, embrace each social media's network's unique culture. I'm telling you, the people on Facebook are different than the people on Twitter and are different on people than the people of LinkedIn. And if you don't understand those cultures, those social media cultures, you're going to be dressed for a black tie event and it's just a backyard barbecue. I mean, it really is. It's sort of like that. I talk different, walk different, post different things in LinkedIn than I do on Facebook because it's a different media market. Until next time. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.